As was mentioned in the announcements, I'll be reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 35, verses 20 through 24. Exodus chapter 35, verses 20 through 24. Then the entire Israelite community left Moses' presence. Everyone whose heart was moved and whose spirit prompted him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting, for all its services, and for the holy garments. Both men and women came. All who had willing hearts brought brooches, earrings, rings, necklaces, and all kinds of gold jewelry. Everyone who presented a presentation offering of gold to the Lord. Everyone who possessed blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, fine linen, or goat hair, ram skins dyed red, or fine leather brought them. Everyone making an offering of silver or bronze brought it as a contribution to the Lord. Everyone who possessed acacia wood useful for any task in the work brought it.
Good opportunities to engage in singing and prayer, Bible study, study of God's Word, remember the Lord's death so He comes again today, and to contribute to the Lord and the work of the Lord. These are good things that we have as Christians, and we should be thankful that we have these. Matthew just read from Matthew chapter 35, and this is probably a very familiar passage with many of you. We've had a couple lessons on part or some of these verses over the last several years. I'd like to look at them again this morning and talk about the willingness of these people, the fact that Moses had commanded them. If you back up to chapter 35, verse 5, you see that he said, "Take from among you an offering of to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord." And he goes on and lists basically the same things that Matthew read there. And so they were going to get these offerings together for the tabernacle so that they could make the tabernacle of the Lord. And the children of Israel were commanded to participate in this. And so we see from the reading that Moses gave the command that God had given him to tell them, the instructions. And in that, they all pitched in. They all did their part. And there were some good results. And today, even in our lives as Christians, we see that there are responsibilities we have when it comes to the church, the work of the church, the spreading of the gospel, the things that are be done as far as a group of Christians in one locality such as us. There are things that we can do. Each one of us can do a part. We even covered some of those things this morning in Brother Allen's class, Matthew chapter 25, concerning the abilities that we have, responsibilities we have to take charge of our own life and be responsible and be ready to serve and be willing to do what God asks us. The parable we said about the foolish virgins, the wise ones and the foolish ones, those that did not come prepared, they couldn't stay for the coming of the bridegroom. And so we see that there's responsibility we have to be willing to participate in the work of God. So this morning, let's devote our minds for 20 or 25 minutes about the willingness that we ought to have as Christians to serve God. God gave Moses these instructions concerning building the tabernacle. He commanded the Israelites to bring the contribution that they were able to bring. He says, whoever among them, whoever among you, he said, that has a willing heart, they were required to come and to participate in the getting ready for the construction, building of the tabernacle. And so for them to be able to do that, they had to have a willing heart. So today in our lives, we need to have a willing heart also, a willing heart to serve God, a willing heart to listen to God. This morning we talked about self-examination, examining ourselves and asking the questions, am I doing certain things? Am I not doing certain things that God would have me not to do? The things He asked me to do, am I doing those things? So it's the willingness of the heart. It's the mindset, the giving over, to be willing to submit to God and His will, to be able to do the things He asked. And in this text, we see that a lot of good work came from what these Israelites brought in their life because they were willing. So there's some good points in that for us today. So we see in Exodus chapter 35, verse 4, that those who had a willing heart, they were ready to take a part in the work for God. We apply that today and make a statement. Those who have a willing heart today are ready to take a part in the work for God. Now, that hits home in several ways. It starts with me as an individual. It starts with you as an individual. Are we willing as individuals to listen to God, hear His Word, believe what He says, and act upon that by faith to take a part and do what He asks us to do and be willing to do it? That's the beginning of it all as individuals. And then as individuals, we're baptized into Christ. We're saved from our sins. The Lord added us to the church. And then we have a part to do in the church. We have a work to do. Some with different abilities, some with perhaps more abilities than others, but we all have a part, and we all can contribute in some way. So are we ready to take a part in the work of God in living our life daily? Well, the example we have that we set toward others every day, the things that we do when it comes to the local church and the function of the local congregation, Exodus chapter 35, verses 4 and verse 5, those that had a willing heart, they brought all these things, gold and silver and bronze and etc. Verse 10, those that were gifted artisans, among them, they were to come and make all that the Lord has commanded. So that was the contributions. Some contributed things. Some contributed their time and their ability. Some used their talents. Verse 21, we see that then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. So we see that different ones did different things. Some did the same thing. Some did different things according to their ability. Those who were willing did these things. Verse 22, they came both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and they brought these things to devote for the making of the tabernacle. Then verse 29, we say the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, all the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord by the hand of Moses had commanded to be done. So they brought the things that were to be used in preparation for building the tabernacle and making the tabernacle, and then they not only brought the things that were to be used, those that had those things, but others used the abilities they had and brought those abilities to the table and did things, made things, put things together. And so willingness is important. So those who have a willing heart are ready to take a part to do whatever part it is that we can do. It's important that every Christian understands that I, as an individual Christian, may not be able to do as much as someone else may be able to do. But at the same time, there may be someone else that may not be able to do quite as much as I can do as far as physical things or offerings. Some may be able to give more contribution as far as monetary than others. Some may have the ability to do more things than I can do. Some men may be able to do anything there's to do in the public service, and I may be limited to just maybe two or three things that I'm able to do. And so each one does their part, and it works in the way that God wants it to. All things work together for good because we're doing willingly what God asks us to do. Adam mentioned in his class this morning about the church at Corinth. You look at the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and you get to about verses, chapters 13, 14, and 15 along in there, you see that certainly they were encouraged to each one when they came together to do their part. Some had prophecies, some had prayers, some had other things, and so it was to be done decently in order, but each one contributed as they could with their abilities to the service and the worship of the Lord. So these things are important. You can look back over the years and see that whenever congregations need something or something's going on, members contribute. The meeting at Westview, I'm sure someone down there sent out invitations, whether it were the elders, the deacons, the preachers, or whoever, the members, someone sent out invitations, perhaps by mail, perhaps on Facebook, perhaps by text, perhaps by phone call, perhaps by a sign that was put up. Invitations had been given for what's going on. So each one may have done a part to prepare for that. Certainly they probably did some work on their building to get it ready for a meeting. And so someone may have washed windows. Someone may have vacuumed the carpet. Someone may have made sure that all the song books were ready in the places, and all the material for the Bible school is out there and ready for the teachers. And so it's a readiness to do our part so that all things come together. A number of years ago, about 1978, we got together, and Dunn Meredith was preaching here at that time, and I was preaching at Delbert Prospect. And over that period of a few years, Dunn and I spent some time going to Bible classes and studies with Irvin Lee and Bob Walden and others. But there was a need on the east side of Coleman County. There was not a congregation around the Holly Pond area. And so we started working and getting some people involved. And so Carol Sutton had a tent. So we were able to get that tent from him. A group of brethren from different congregations got together, and we erected the tent. We found the lot to put it on there at Holly Pond. We erected the tent. We got all the lighting in it, got the electricity hooked up to it, put all the folding chairs in it, got it ready to go. And so we, different ones, went out and invited people to that gospel meeting. Several from Prospect went with my wife and I up there. We spent a Saturday afternoon going from house to house, around through the subdivisions, giving out invitations to this tent meeting. It was something different. Probably some of those people that lived in those subdivisions never heard of a tent meeting, but some of the older people certainly did, because that was something that I knew of when I was growing up. But nonetheless, the invitations were given out. And so when the meeting started, different preachers, Don preached, I preached, different ones preached. It was 7 days. 7 days. And a full week. Well, it's actually a Sunday through another Sunday. And so we had all those services. And it was a big turnout. People came. But the point was that the tent didn't just put itself up. The chairs didn't just get put in place. People just didn't come because someone put a tent up. Someone did something to do some work to be able to do that. Sometime later, we had a gospel meeting over in near Fort Payne, Alabama. Same thing again. Yeah, I got the same tent, put it all up. Different preachers preached. We went over, and a congregation was established over there. The work was there. And so participation, different ones do different things. So when we're willing to work, it's important. So those who have a willing heart are ready to help according to their ability. We basically already covered this point in the first point, but it's according to the abilities we have. We do those things. We use our abilities. Exodus chapter 35 and 36, they use their abilities. Look at chapter 36, verses 1 and 2. We see that every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called these people, and these gifted people, what did they do? Everyone whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. And verse 3, and they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. So they were ready to take a part, and according to their ability, they gave. And so we know that is important for us today, using our abilities, our talents, whatever we're able to do for the work of the church. We do our part, and it works together for good. It may be in the contribution part, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, where we can lay by in store on the first day of the week, as the early church set the example of doing. And so we understand that we can contribute, perhaps financially, some a small amount, you might say, or lesser than others. But a small amount may be as much for some as a great amount would be, according to their ability, according to what they have. And so we see that what happens is a lot of times young people start out, they'll earn their money, and as they're growing up in a Christian home, they'll learn to give a certain amount of their money that they've earned doing chores or errands or whatever they're doing, to give a certain amount to the Lord once they're baptized into Christ. And then we do that. And then young couples starting out, maybe they're starting a family and they're able to give a certain amount, but as time goes on and they're able to earn more, they may give more. And but then it goes on, in a certain time in their life, they may give considerably more than some of the older ones or some of the younger ones. But then those will grow older if they live, and they get to be older, like some of us. And as you get older, it may be that you can give less. You don't have the ability to give as much because you're no longer having a meaningful income. Your income drops considerably. And so we understand that the ability we have. We go back to what we studied in Adam's lesson this morning, Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. The abilities we have, contribute using what we have, but it takes something important to begin with. A willing heart, ready to take a part, ready to help according to the ability that we have. And we talk about abilities. If we were working on this building, a building is essential. It's authorized according to Scripture to have a building where we can worship together, so we're commanded to assemble, so we can be assembled in a tent or in a bluff or in a cave or in a building. But we need to keep the building up so we can assemble. And so we talk about doing our part. If we were working on the building at Beulah and all the men decided we all were going to do a certain part, then you'd need to put me out there sweeping the parking lot and maybe running the water hose to clean the walls, because you certainly wouldn't want to put a paintbrush in my hand, because I'm not talented. I don't have the ability to paint without getting paint where it shouldn't be. And so I've tried that over the years and not very good at it. So, but there are some who can just paint and they can do it almost like an artist. They're just so good. And so different abilities. Some can drive a nail. And so using our abilities is important. Well, those who have a willing heart are able to accomplish many good things. Many good things. It's hard to get something done if people are not willing. Hard to get something done if people are not willing. Exodus 36, Exodus 39. These people who had a willing heart, they got things done. Look at verses 4 through 7 in chapter 36. All the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each one from the work he was doing, and they spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." So Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the service of the sanctuary." And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much. So what results from people having a willing heart to use their abilities and do what God asked them to do? Good things can be accomplished. Look at chapter 39, verses 42 and 43. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them. So the work was accomplished. You go on over to chapter 40, and you see again, verses 16 and 17. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the tabernacle, that the tabernacle was raised up. And, verse 33, he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. So notice, the man that received the command from God, who was the leader of Israel, he gave the command. The people willingly listened and were willing to obey and do their part. So they did their part, but who else did his part? The leader of them all did his part. So in the church, there's not any big I's and little U's. We all have a part. Elders have a part to do, but just because they're elders doesn't mean that they didn't go visit anymore, because they're still Christians and they have a responsibility to visit. Just because they're elders, it doesn't mean they don't do their Bible class anymore because they're just overseeing and shepherding the flock. It means they do it because that's the responsibility they have also. So wherever we are in life, we're to do the things God asks us to do willingly, whatever our position or state may be. So the Bible has a lot of examples, a lot of commands given to us about willingly serving God. Let's take just a few minutes and talk about this willing heart. Those were willing hearts then, in Moses' day, in the early days of the church, and today. Those who have a willing heart to listen to God will take advantage of the opportunity to hear the Word of God and invite others to hear it also. Acts chapter 10, Cornelius was a good man. He was a centurion. He gave alms to the people. He prayed to God always. He was not a Christian. He was a good man. But Peter came to him and shared with him the good news, the gospel that everyone has to hear to be saved. In hearing that, Cornelius took advantage of the opportunity. When Peter got to his house, he said, "See, we're all here." He invited his family and friends to come to hear what Peter had to say about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He had sent for him so he would know what he needed to do. And in that, Cornelius then took advantage of the opportunity to hear the Word of God. And he had others there also to take advantage of that day with Peter to hear the Word of God. And many of them were baptized that day, the first Gentile converts. And so we see that when we take advantage of the opportunities God gives us with a willing heart, it can help us and it can help others also. But those with a willing heart can learn what is right. Can learn what is right in life, in religion, in every aspect of whatever it is we are all on this earth. We can learn what is right by listening, by asking questions, and getting answers from the Word of God. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 38, we have a man who had been up the Ethiopian eunuch, the treasurer, Queen Candace of Ethiopia. He had been up Jerusalem to worship, and he was on his way home. And so the gospel preacher went to him. The evangelist went to him. And he came to him, and he asked him, he said, when he found him, the eunuch was in his chariot, and he was reading from Isaiah. But he stopped the chariot, and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless some man guide me?" And he divided him up. The Ethiopian eunuch took advantage of the opportunity to listen to someone who could guide him in the Scriptures, and he began at the same Scripture, and what did he do? He preached unto him Jesus. Two people took advantage of an opportunity. The evangelist took an opportunity to track down the man that he was told was going that way and stopped him and asked him, and that man took an opportunity then to advantage of the opportunity to hear him. So a lot of times it takes two. One who will take advantage of the opportunity to teach, and one who will take an opportunity to be taught. And so these are important things for us that we can learn today. And we also see that those in the Bible with a willing heart were able to gladly receive the teaching and commands of God. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached the first gospel sermon, he preached to them and told them about David and about Jesus, the Son of God, and what had happened to Jesus and what they had done to Jesus and the death he had died on the cross for their sins. And when they heard these teachings, and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And they were instructed then by Peter to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins. They gladly received the teaching and commands of what Peter was teaching them as they were directed by the Holy Spirit. In verse 41, they that gladly received the word were baptized that day, and there were added to them about 3,000 souls. So a willing heart is important. So if I have an issue in my life with what's going on, I need to have a willing heart to listen to God. I need to have a willing heart to step up and do by faith what it is God asked me to do. Because God is willing to save us. God wants us to be saved. He wants everyone to hear. He would that all men would come to repentance. So, by His grace and mercy, God has provided the way through which He is willing to save us through the blood of His Son, John 3:16-21. And His Son is willing that we should be saved because He came to this earth and died for our sins. And the Holy Spirit is willing for us to be saved because He searched the mind of God and He gave it to inspired men. God breathed. He gave God's will to those men who we have it today in the Bible. God is willing that we'd all be saved and everyone would come to Him. God is willing for that. Romans 5:6-11, God was willing that He gave His Son. He demonstrated His love to us through His Son who gave His life for us and reconciled us to Him through His blood. So God is willing that we should hear the Word of God. The Israelites were willing. The tabernacle was built. Cornelius was willing. He and his household were saved. The Ethiopian eunuch was willing. The evangelist was willing to go and preach. And so the Ethiopian eunuch heard it. And by that, willing and ready by obedience, were saved. God is willing that all would be saved. And the question is, do we have hearts that are willing to listen and take hold of the opportunity that God has blessed us with to hear Him, to believe Him, and obey Him? Are we willing to put our faith in God, Hebrews 11:6, because we can't come to God without faith, and we can't please Him without faith? Are we willing to obey God? Because if we're not, we're not willing to go to heaven. Matthew 7:21 said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. So, as we talked about in our first lesson this morning, what am I doing? What is it I need to be doing? Well, I need to have a willing heart. I hope you have a willing heart. And I know that you do, or you wouldn't be here today. Share the Word of God with others and hope that they also have a willing heart. Be willing to share it with others. Because you know what? Our soul is the most important possession that we have. And if we lose our soul, we've lost it all. It will be tragic for me or you or anyone to be unwilling to listen to God, to receive His Word, and by faith obey. Are you willing today to listen to God? Now is the time, because we don't know if we'll have another day. James 4:13-15, James says, go to now. You who say to there tomorrow, we're going to such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Well, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away.